parameters of
Halachos Shifas Era, the Gemara Daf Lama Gimel Amid Aleph onto Lama Gimel Amid Beis, the Machlokas Rishonim, what is the context of that Shiloh of the Gemara, whether Paletas Shifas Era is Soseres account. So the position that we generally assume like Lalacha, the position reflected in Tosfos on Daf Lama Gimel over there, in the Rush, Perek Dalit, Simon Aleph in Mesechus Nida, Bali Tosfos or Rabbeinu Yonah, is that the notion of Paletas Shifas Era being Soser, knocking out at least one day, is relevant in the context of Shiva Nakiyim. And therefore, if a woman engages in Tashmish, and then she is Ravadam, shortly after that, she would have to count six onos, she'd have to count a 72-hour period before she could theoretically begin counting Shiva Nakiyim. So the way the Rush has it is that, practically speaking, you have to wait 4 days, a minimum of 4 days, before you can begin counting Shiva Nakiyim, because the first day of Shiva Nakiyim has to be totally Naki, and the Paletas Shifas Era would compromise that status of Naki. So if a woman theoretically had Tashmish on a Sunday afternoon, then 72 hours end Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon. So Wednesday is not countable towards the Shiva Nakiyim because Wednesday is not fully Naki, since the 72-hour period expires in the middle of Wednesday, and therefore the earliest she could do a Hefsek Tahara, if she ends up being clean, the earliest she could do a Hefsek Tahara would be on Wednesday afternoon, and then Thursday could be the first day of Shiva Nakiyim. So for all intents and purposes, according to the disposition of the Rush, according to the what emerges from the Bali Tosos, if a woman has Tashmish, and then shortly after that becomes a Nida Sizdam, so she has to count a minimum of 4 days before she can begin counting the Shiva Nakiyim. However, according to the Rosh, from 2nd Michael, the concern of Paletas Shifas Era only applies in a situation where there actually was Tashmish, and there's no notion of being Gozer Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. It's only where there was Tashmish that we're concerned, but there's no blanket Lo Plug, there's no Gzeira, that even by Lo Shimsha we have to be Machmir Atu Shimsha. Michael.
Just explain again, 4 days, if we have Vav Onos,
then
where is the extra day?
Because Vav Onos is that Shifas Era is valuable for 72 hours, right? But in order for a day to count as a Shiva Nakiyim, that day has to be totally Naki. So if you have a possibility of Paletas Shifas Era on the morning of one day, that entire day can count towards a Shiva Nakiyim.
It's possible that maybe one of those, during those...
That morning at hour number 70, she might have been Paletas Shifas Era, and therefore that day is not countable towards Shiva Nakiyim. Okay, so that's the position of the Rush, and in fact, Rov Rishonim, that we're only concerned in a situation where there was actually Tashmish. Rabbi Vadya points out the Mashmos of the Rambam, the Marik points out, Rabbi Vadya quotes, the Mashmos of the Rambam is that we're only concerned, we may only be concerned when she in fact is actually Paletas. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, Palta Shechva Zera B'soch Yimei Esfira, so Sarah is Yom Echad. If she is Paletas Shifas Era, she's Soser. So it sounds like even if she had Tashmish, but we don't know her to have been Paletas Shifas Era, then maybe we don't have to be concerned. Yeah, the Rush has the possibility that there's a way of checking, or there's a way of ensuring that the Zera comes out, so that there's not going to be a concern of Plata going forward. Then 1 second, Michael. Then the Meiri has a slightly different possibility. Lama Gimel Amid Beis, the end of Dibur Maskil Kfar Bei Arnu. Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, the end of Dibur Maskil Kfar Bei Arnu. That we're only concerned about Pleita where there's some associated Hargasha. There's a sensation that something's coming out, that there's Shifas Era being expelled from her body. Right, V'chein Dafka B'Hargisha B'Pleita. Avalachvish Misafik Lo. That we're not even concerned that maybe there's a suffix, maybe she was Paletas. If she feels that she was Paletas, the din applies. If she doesn't feel that she was Paletas, not. As opposed to the Rush, that even if she doesn't feel anything, even if she doesn't know that she's Peletes, as long as there was Tashmish, she has to count 72 hours, and then the day in which the 72 hours ends cannot count towards the Shiva Nakim. Michael.
I still don't understand the 4 days according to the Rush. Let's say during the second Ona, she has what's the word?
She's Peletes?
Peletes.
The concern is maybe she'll be Peletes more or later. As we don't know for sure that she stopped being Peletes until after 72 hours. So long as the Zer is valuable, there's a possibility that she may continue to be Peletes some of it.
So let's say during the second Ona she's Peletes.
There could be more Zer inside that she's going to be Peletes more.
Okay, fine. But then by the third day, we say it's no longer viable. So who
correct. At the end of 72 hours, she's not going to be Peletes anymore. But maybe she's Peletes that morning. And that sells through that day. So that day can't count towards the Shiva Nakim.
I'm saying they can't count for the Shiva Nakim, but right. They count for the 72 hours. So it should be really 3 days. Even if you're Peletes on the first, second, and third day, you mean Peletes all 3 days.
Good, but that last day is not Naki. So that last day can't count towards the Shiva Nakim. She can only start the Shiva Nakim the following day.
Oh, okay. Fine, I understand now.
Okay. Good. So the Mechaber paskins essentially like the Rush, that there's no concern of Shimsha Atu Lo Shimsha, and the whole consideration of Peletes Shefesar of having to wait is where there is actually Tashmish. So the Mechaber writes in Se'if Yud Aleph HaPeletes Shefesar Bimei Sfirasa Imu Toch Vav Onos Lishimusha So Seres Oso Yom Lefikach HaMishameshef Mitas Avarasa Acher Kach Lepaska Eina Maschalos Lispor Shiv Nakiyim Achiyavro lehavav onos shlemos shema tifla lefigach ena maschalos lispor ad yom chamishi lishimusha kigon in shimsha mose shabbos ena maschalos lispor ad yom chamishi right she's mishameshes mitzay shabbos and she sees dam so that's the beginning of halachic Sunday so she has to wait Sunday Monday Tuesday Wednesday and she can only start counting the shivan akiyim on Thursday, if she was able to do a Hesek Tara on Wednesday. Okay, so according to the Mechaber, there's no Gzeirah of Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. The Or Zeruah in Simen Shin Lamed Ches writes otherwise. The Or Zeruah writes that there's a low plug. That we're concerned, there's a blanket Gzeirah, so to speak, a blanket din, that even if Lo Shimsha, we're not going to confuse people. And there's a requirement to wait the period of Peletes Shefesera, even if there is no Tashmish immediately preceding her Re'iyah. And that low plug is Paskin L'Locha by the Rama. The Ein L'Chalek, V'yesha Kasu Sha'akshav Ein L'Chalek, Bein Shimsha and Baila Lolo Shimsha, V'chal Isha Shiroa, Fila Kesem, Tzvicha Lahamtin, Chamisha Yamim, which we're going to explain in a minute, Im Yom Shirasabo. So the Ramah Paskin's based on this Or Zeruah, that where it goes here, Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha, so practically speaking, it doesn't make a difference whether the last time she had Tashmish was 10 minutes before she's Ravadam, or whether it's 2 weeks before she's Ravadam. In all situations, she has to wait the period of Peletes Shifa Zera, before starting her Shiva Nakim. Okay? The Trumas Hadeshen, in addition to being Mahmir for Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha, has a second Chumrah. Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Reish Memhei, Trumas Hadeshen has a second Chumrah, which is also passed in Lalacha by the Ramah, of tacking on an extra day. Where does that come from? So first, the Trumas Hadeshen writes that he heard from the Marach or Zeruah that the minhag in Austria was to wait a full 7 days before starting Shiva Nakim. He writes that most of the women in Austria had such a practice. Some of them did not. Right, the Rambam also references such a practice of waiting 7 days before beginning Shiva Nakim. The Rambam is in Perikid Aleph Halacha Yudalid. But it's unclear where this practice of 7 days comes from. And then he writes that he heard that one of the Gedolim was Matir, his wife, to start counting Shiva Nikiyim after 3 or 4 days, where it was Lo Shimsha. He says that he doesn't like, based on this Oros HaRuah, that the minhag is to be Machmir for Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. And then he records another practice, even if you're not going to be Machmir, like the woman in Austria, to wait for 7 days, but he quotes a practice of tacking on a 5th day because of the concern of Safek in Bein Hashmashos. That maybe a woman is going to have Tashmish during Bein Hashmashos. She'll think that it was the previous day. And she'll start counting her 4 days from the previous day, when in reality it was the next day. So to avoid any such complications, there is a practice of waiting a full 5 days to be choshesh for this Bein Hashmashos situation. That's what the Ramah paskins here at Lahalacha in Se'if Yud Aleph. V'yesh HaKasvu Sheyesh Lahamtin O Yom Echad Dehaynu Shalotaska Limnos Ad Yom HaShishi V'hu Yiyeh Yom Rishon L'Sfirasa T'chashin Hashem V'Tishamish B'Yom Rishon Bein Hashmashos V'tiz B'Shul Yom. So she'll think that this is day one of the 4 days starting from Sunday. When in fact, Monday is day one. Vimtaska limnos biyom chamishi, yetok shisha onos l'shimusha. And if she's start counting her shimon nekiyam on Thursday, that's going to be still within 72 hours. Alkeni ish lehosif odyom echa demi'ati efshir lovely deito. So to avoid any possibility of error, even though it's a relatively small window where this error could take place, that's the minute of the Tumas HaDeshen quotes, that the Ramah quotes the halacha of tacking on a 5th day before beginning your Shiva Nikiyim. There's a Tumas Ma'aril HaChadoshos, Simen Sadi Gimel Os Beis. Ma'aril HaChadoshos, Simen Sadi Gimel Os Beis. He also observes that there is a practice of waiting for 6 or 7 days, which he attributes to, he writes, this is a practice in Eretz Hadamim. So the Maril refers to Germany / Austria as Eretz Hadamim. I was curious by the phrase. I did a Bar Ilan search. The Maril in a few places, looks like he's the only Rishon that has that term, but in a few places he refers to Austria and or Germany as Eretz Hadamim. Which then in the literature, you don't find there's a reference to Germany until after the war with the Minchas Yitzchak and the Sfida Yesh and the Chalkas Yaakov, who all survived the war, writing about their escape from Eretz Hadamim. It's an interesting note. Then he writes that he once had occasion to discuss this with the Maharam. I don't know which Maharam this is. Not the Maharam of Rudenburg, it doesn't work historically, I don't think, so I don't know which Maharam it is. He had occasion to discuss this with the Maharam, and he said, if you're going to wait the extra day, maybe that's a Chumra Hasi Lidei Kula. Because sometimes you're going to have to delay the Tefillah, and let's say you have a Yontiv on Friday, so you're going to delay the tefillah till Motzei Shabbos. You're going to be marked chafifa mitzvah, or you're going to delay the tefillah into the 9 days. So sometimes it's a kula, it's a chumra asi day kula. Maram answered, "No one asked me the shaila. Ein sholem osi." I was wondering, writes the Maril, and what would he have said had they asked him the shaila? Well, he wasn't asked a shayla, so there's no hurrah from this maram. So we have a low plug. Okay, but he's bothered by this minog. It could be a chumra asig l'day kula, and it sounded like the Maharam at least smiled that he was bothered by it also, but no one asked him. As you know, the Rambam also has this the practice of waiting up to 7 days. Perkei Alfa Lachidalid. There's a Medrash Tanchuma that seems to support this. Tanchuma Mitzara Ozayim. But Rav Avadia points out on page Tuf Beis that this Tanchuma may not be an original source. He proves that in our printed Tanchuma there are some later editions that aren't reliable, and he has sources for how he knows that. So he's skeptical as to whether this particular excerpt of the Tanchuma is authentic. Be that as it may, Psak in the Mechaber is, we're not goes there, lo shimshu sha'atu shimsha, and we only have 4 days. Psak in the Ramah is that we're goes there, lo shimshu sha'atu shimsha, and there are 5 days. Apparently, there were some Sephardi communities that had the practice of following the Ramah here. Rav Avadia writes there, this is the minhag in Baghdad, that was the position of the Ben Ishchai. In the Pua book, they quote that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu paskin this way to be machmir like the Ramah. Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Yashiv thought that the Sephardim should be machmir like the Ramah here because the Chida was machmir like the Ramah. And Rav Avadia writes that, no, the minhag in Egypt and Eretz Yisrael and Syria and all those Sephardic communities was to be maker like Maran. And if you have a Mesora to be machmir on this fine, but Rav Avadia thinks that the default position for Sephardim should be like Maran, that no chumras of the Ramah are necessary. Okay. Poskim discuss the following scenario. Let's say a woman starts her re'iyah in America, and then she flies to Eretz Yisrael, so she loses 7 hours. So it's clear that for the Ashkenazim that count 5 days anyway, then there's nothing to talk about. But let's say for a Sephardi who's counting 4 days, and theoretically you have a woman who stops seeing Dom on the 4th day and could do a Hefzer Tara, right? But you could have a situation in which it's not yet 72 hours since you started. So is there a cheshbin, when we're machmir for 72 hours, is there a cheshbin lefi shos, or is it a cheshbin based on onos? So Rav Osner thinks, here in Sefer Yud Aleph Os Beis, that according to the Mechaber, you have to wait for a count of 72 hours. And Rav Avadia thinks, page Taftal, that no, the point is vav onos. It doesn't have to be to the hour. It's 6 sunrises and sunsets, or 6 sunsets and sunrises. So as long as that day is finished, even if it happens to be a few hours shorter, we go based on the ona. We don't go based on the actual hour. Okay, what about the following case? We are machmir based on a chashash of bein hashmashas. That maybe we're concerned, maybe a woman sees dam so maybe she's going to have tashmish bein hashmashas, and she'll think, and then she's going to start seeing dam right afterwards, and she'll think that Sunday is the first day of her Poletha Shechvas Erekat, when in fact it's Monday. So what happens in a situation in which the actual Re'iyah is Bein Hashmashas? So would you then have to tack on another day? That seems a little bit unlikely. The whole reason for the Chumrah of the extra day is because of a Safik Bein Hashmashas. So if you're actually in Bein Hashmashas, so okay, that's the whole reason for the Safik, but to add another Chumrah al-Gabi Chumrah, to essentially have to count 6 days, that seems a little bit much. That's what Badr Shulchan writes, Sivkat and Kuf Samach Tes. So there's no need to be further Machmir. That's what most folks can assume. That's what Mishmer Satara page Nun Hay quotes from Rav Yashiv. Although Rav Osner here seems to be Machmir as well. Os Sif Yud Aleph was Dalid. And he thinks that you have to be machmir to treat a Re'iyah Ben Hashmashos as a Re'iyah Balayla, and then you end up tacking on an additional day. Ramosha writes in Tshuva number 20 to Rabbi Eider that Lishitaso, in the 9 minutes after Shkia, that if a woman starts seeing Dam within 9 minutes after Shkia, so she has the right to count that as being shaykh to the previous day, so that you start your 5 days. Let's say she sees Dam 5 minutes after Shkia on Sunday, then she has the right to count Sunday as her first of the 5 days of Polet Es Shechva Zerah. Okay? Take a look at the Piskei Shuva here in Sifkat and Tesvav. Piskei Shuva quotes in the Shalah. Maisa baliyadi b'isha achas shahaya yom dalu l'nidasa v'lo shimsha imbayla balayla shekodim riyasa. So a woman came on the fourth day that she was seeing Dam, and she hadn't had tashmish the night before she started her Re'iyah. And I allowed her to start doing to do her hefek tahara on day 4 instead of waiting for day 5. Because there was a case where Friday was Yantiv, Shabbos was Shabbos, and if you have to go to the mikveh on Motzei Shabbos, then that's a suboptimal situation of being marfik chafifa mitfila, as we'll discuss when we talk about tevila. So better to dispense with this chumra of 5 days and not have to be mako about being marfik chafifa from tevila. So in a case where lo shimsha, the shalah was willing to be mako to dispense with the 5th day under extenuating circumstances, where it would end up creating a kula. This is a kula that the Maril raised. The chumra al sidrei kula, you're going to have to make on being marfik chafifa mi te vila. So in that situation, the shalah was willing to be mako, not to require waiting for the additional 5th day. Sidri Tari here, Sifkatan Mem Dalid, raises the possibility that maybe even had the right to be mako by shimsha. Again, the Ramah has two chumras. Number one, lo shimsha atu shimsha. And number two, the chumra of the extra 5th day. So the Siddur Tari says, maybe even in a case where it's Shimsha, you still don't have to be machmer for the 5th day under extenuating circumstances, where it's going to be a Chumra Asil Lidei Kula to cause you to be Marka Chafifa Mi Tevila. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Se'if Mem that we see from this Shalah a paradigm that in situations of Tzarech Gadol, then you have the right to dispense of the 5th day. It's not only this case of be Marka Chafifa Mi Tevila, but there are other situations where there are extenuating circumstances that could allow a posek to dispense with day number 5. We'll explore together some of these extenuating circumstances discussed by poskim. Just as another hakdama, the actual utility of this is relatively limited. Most women in contemporary times have a re'iyah that's at least 5 days. So for most people, it's an academic question whether you could shave off the 5th day and allow a hefsek tahara on day 4, because most women aren't able to get a clean hefsek tahara on day 4 anyway. But in the small percentage of cases where a woman has a shorter re'iyah and could, in theory, have a clean hefsek tahara on day 4, that's where this discussion becomes relevant. In Tshuva number Kaf Gimel to Rabbi Eider, Rav Moshe discusses a situation where the family spends the summer in a bungalow colony, and the husband comes back to work in the city from Monday through Friday. And if the woman is going to wait 5 days before performing her hefsek tahara, it'll end up that her leil tefillah, let's say, is going to be on Monday when her husband is in the city, and she's going to have to wait until the end of that week to see her husband again. That's going to create tsar. So is that analogous to the shalos case of an extenuating circumstance to allow dispensation of day number 5? So Moshe writes that in the case of the Shalah, the Shalah allowed for cutting off day number 5, where it was only a matter of an extra day of the Bimarka Chafifa Mitvila situation. You're only causing the delay of a day. Meaning, if you're going to be Machmir on Bimarka Chafifa Mitvila to delay Tvila from Motzei Shabbos till Sunday, so then you're delaying by a day. In our case, you're delaying it 3 days. You're delaying it from, if she can't go to the mikvah before Monday, then her husband's not going to be back until Thursday or Friday. So he says, according to the Shalah, you should be able to be Mako, but only on a one-time basis. He says, if you're going to do this on a regular basis every month, then it looks like you're being Mevatel the Chumra, and that's inappropriate. But if it's only on a one-time basis, it happens once, then Ramosha thinks there are grounds to be Mako. And the next two of 1 second, Michael Kaftalid, Ramosha has a similar analysis in a case of a woman who lives in a place, also in the country, there's no local mikvah. So if Leil Tefillah is Friday night, she won't be able to go to the mikvah on Friday night. So can you be mapped in the Hesek Torah to day 4 instead of day 5 to prevent a Friday night tefillah where there's no accessible mikvah? So again, Ramosha entertains the possibility of being Mekel in such a Shas HaDachak situation on the basis of the Shalah, at least where it was Lo Shimsha right before her Re'iyah. Michael?
Do we see this concept of placing Halacha look at the Heter only once because we're afraid we're going to be Halacha? Right here, Moshe is saying we'll be Mekel one time.
It's a Shas HaDachak situation, so we can give a dispensation once, but to do it on a regular basis to be mevatel the minhag l'rama is inappropriate.
So does that happen? Do we see anywhere else in halacha will be something like that?
I'm sure we do. Offhand, I can't think of a ready example, but I'm sure we do. Okay. What about a situation where a woman is already asura labaila anyway? So do we have the same concerns about Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, waiting 5 days? That's discussed here on the page of Shulchan Aruch. So before that, the Taz writes in Sifkat and Ches, quoting from the Bach was Mekel in a situation of Ein Baila Ba'ir, where the husband is not around, so then, even if we're in general going to be Machmir by Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, but that's only where there is a possibility of having had Tashmish. But if the husband's not around at all at the time that she becomes a Nida, there, we don't have to be Machmir. And the Taz, based on the Marik, argues, the Shaf argues as well, that no, even if Ein Baila Ba'ir, since there is at least the theoretical possibility of Tashmish, we still have to be Machmir for Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. However, the Shaf writes here in Sifkatan Kaf Beis, what happens in a situation where a woman sees a Kesem, or Dam, in the middle of her Shiva Nekiyim? So she's already a Sur Labaila anyway, so there's clearly no possibility that she would have had Tashmish beforehand. So in that situation where she's Tumeya anyway, she's a Sura Labaila anyway, the Shach paskins that she doesn't have to count another 5 days before beginning her new Shiva Nekiyim. She has a Re'iyah, she sees a Kesem during Shiva Nekiyim, so that's Osir, you have to count again, but you don't have to wait another 5 days before beginning the new Shiva Nekiyim. You can, in theory, do a Hefsek Tara that day, and then continue with your new count of Shiva Nekiyim. So the Shach writes as a Pasha, he doesn't explain, but presumably the reason is because since she is Asura Labaila anyway, there's no possibility at all that there would have been Tashmish, and it doesn't make sense to talk about Zera Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha in that context. Rav Vosner discusses the following scenario. Shevet Alevi here, Os Gimel. Let's say a woman sees a Mara, and she's pareshes mibayla because of this mara, and then she's pirsanida. Okay, so let's say she sees a kesem on Sunday, she's paresh, and then she starts having a real re'iyah on Monday. So since she already started being noheg prisha on Sunday, so the Rav Vosner writes that she can count Sunday as day 1 of the 5-day count, because for all intents and purposes, she treated herself as being Asura Le'Baila. They were Parish Mitash Mishmu Other Chakos. They're Noeg Isser beginning on Sunday. So even if the whole flow only begins on Monday, Sunday could count as day one of the 5 days. Rebbe goes a step further. He says, even in a case where, let's say there was a Kesem on Sunday, and then she has a Re'iyah on Monday, and it turns out retroactively that that Kesem really was a Kesem Tahar, was a Mara Tahar. So, Lemaisa, she was treating herself as a Surah Labaila, because she believed that Mara to be a Mara Tame, or a problematic Kesem. So because she was knowing the Isra Labaila from that point, you can still count it as day one of the 5 days, even if it ends up retroactively that that wasn't a correct halachic analysis of her status at the time. Ba'adhi Shulchan's Machmer, this Ba'adhi Shulchan Sivkat and Kuf Ayin Beis, right, no, in that situation where it's Huver Lamafreya, Iglai Milsa, that she really was Tahora, so then you don't have the right to be Makel to count that as day one of the 5 days, because bottom line, she was Tahora. Ramosha weighs in on this as well. Yoredei Achele Beis, the end of Simin Samaches. Yoredei Achele Beis, the end of Simin Samaches. Ramosha writes, in that case, where a woman sees a Kesem, and she's Porish because she doesn't know whether it's a Marataho or a Maratame, and then she starts seeing her regular Re'iyah the next day, and they had asked the Chacham is Metahir yesterday's Kesem. So Moshe there writes that you shouldn't count Sunday as day one, because bottom line, it ended up being a Maratar. So Moshe there is Machmir as well. Rav Ozner raises a related question. What about counting a Yom HaVest towards the count of 5 days? Let's say a woman has her Yom HaVest on Sunday, a Vest Kavua, or an Onan Beinonis, where she has to be Poreish Me'ikar Adin. And then, immediately after Sunday, the very beginning of Monday, she has her regular Re'iyah. So Rav Ozner raises the question, in that case also, since Lemaisa on Sunday she was Asura, and come Monday, she has her regular Re'iyah. So can you count Sunday towards the count of the 5 days? Now Rabbi Morgenstern points out, it's a little bit difficult to zero in on what exactly the case is. Because if she starts having the Re'iyah sometime on Sunday, so that's already day one anyway. If she has the Re'iyah anytime later on Monday, but there was at least the beginning of Monday where she hadn't yet had the Re'iyah and she was Mutaris. So it's kind of an E.F. Charlotte Samsame scenario, where you can't precisely define one moment where it's the very beginning of the next day where she has a Re'iyah coming off the Yom HaVest or the Onan Beinonis on the previous day. So it's more of a theoretical question perhaps than a practical question, but in theory, if there's no lag between the Yom HaVest and the Re'iyah is on the next day, can you count the Yom HaVest towards the 5-day count? So Rav Ozner raises that question. He doesn't clearly decide. He says that maybe this is not the same as the first case. The first case, where the woman sees a kasem and she's noheg isra l'baila, so there she's noheg all the harchakas. When it comes to Yom HaVest, as we'll see, we're not typically noheg all the harchakas. We're not noheg, you have to be parish, but we're not noheg all the harchakas. So maybe in the mindset of a woman, it's not the same, because here she's not totally isra l'baila because we're not noheg harchakas, we're not noheg isra negiyah. So maybe this would be different. Rabbi Karp observes on page Ayin Tes, he thinks that Stimus HaPoskim is to be Machmer in this situation. Ramosha is Makel in this case. But again, it doesn't seem like this is of tremendous practical relevance, given that, well, as we said, most women anyway can't get a clean Nesek Tahor before at least day five, and it's very difficult to pinpoint exactly where what the timeline is in such a scenario where you have a Yom HaVest that leads directly into Yom HaRe'iyah, where the Re'iyah is at the beginning of the second day. Okay, similar question that Ramosha addresses. The Darkei Tshuva in Sukkot and Peivav quotes from a Sefer Tosefes Yerushalayim. Darkei Tshuva Sukkot and Peivav, quoting the Tosefes Yerushalayim, is nistapik whether Yemei Avelos can count towards the 5 days. Let's say a woman is an Avelos, or the husband's an Avelos, and they're both in Avelis. So Tashmish is Aser Alsi Avelis. So let's say she's finishing up her Avelis on Sunday. And she has a Re'iyah, let's say the last day of Avelis is Monday, and she has a Re'iyah on Sunday. So can you count Sunday as day one? Sorry. I'm fine. So she has a Re'iyah on Sunday. So can you count the previous days before the Re'iyah, where she was a Surah by lady because of Avelis, towards the 5 days? Meaning, theoretically, if this woman could get a clean Hefsek Tara on day three, could you say that she could do a Hefsek Tara on day three? Because the days of Avelis, where she was a Surah Baila anyway, are Mitzaref to the 5 days. So the Tosefos Yerushalayim, quoted in the Darkei Tshuva, raises this question. And Ramosha in Tshuva Kaf Aleph to Rabbi Eider thinks that, yeah, here we're Makel as well. The same situation, the same theory as the Tzach of the Shach by the woman who sees the Kaf and Tok Shiv and Akiyam, where the woman's already a Surah Labaila anyway, then we're not gozer lo shimsha atu shimsha, and there's no need for the 5 day consideration. Even less than 5 days, even theoretically on day three, if we're not gozer lo shimsha atu shimsha, you could be makel there as well. 1 second. Oh, sorry, no, Ramosha is only makel on day four. Right, Ramosha is only Makel on day four. He's not Makel earlier than day four in that scenario by in Avil. He says the same thing. Let's say Motzei Yom Kippur, Motzei Tishbav. Again, this is the similar issue to the Yom Avet Shaila, where you have to be Mitzam saying what the case is. But again, the theory is a woman has a Re'iyah on Sunday. But Sunday's Mosai Yom Kippur, Mosai Tishba, so she was a Surah Labaila anyway the day before. So Moshe says the day before can count as day one. Let's say you have a woman who, halakhically speaking, is Mitaris Labaila, but she's advised medically that Tashmish is dangerous. So the doctors tell her that Tashmish is dangerous, so can you assume that just like we'd be Makel in a case where she's a Surah halakhically, then you're also going to be making the case where the doctors tell her it's dangerous to have Tashmish. So Moshe says no. And Moshe says that you can't be Misarif. You need 5 full days. Because that's not called an Isser. Even though it's an Isser of Chaval, according to the doctor, you're putting yourself in danger. But people don't view that as an Isser. That's not the same status as being a Surah Labaila halachically. Right, like that's like the story of the Breditchever and the contraband. Right? The Ber Moshe and the Deborah Siner argues, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Beis Os Aleph. Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Beis Os Aleph is Mako in a case where the doctor said Tashmish is dangerous. He writes, that's a Milsa de Loshchicha, Milsa Loshchicha Lagaz Berabanan. Okay, Rabbi Eider thinks, based on Ramosha, Rabbi Eider's page 43, Ara Sadi Dalid, page 43, Ara Sadi Dalid, Rabbi Eider thinks that, no, this is more analogous to Ein Baila Ba'ir, where there's a, perhaps a practical impediment to Tashmish, but it's not a luchic impediment, and there we have to be Machmer. Michael, I'll take your questions afterwards, I just want to try to finish up. Okay. The other question discussed by Poskim is the old Orthodox infertility issue. In a situation where it would be helpful for a woman to do a Hefsek Tara on day four in order to better time her ovulation, is that permissible? A woman who's having difficulty becoming pregnant, can you shave off day five if a Hefsek Tara on day four will allow her to better time her Tashmish? So Moshe assumes Chelek Bey Simon Pei Dalit, that there's one to be made about here as well to shave off day five, that lo nagu lahachmir b'makom pru urvu. So where it's lo shimsha, we allow you to shave off day five. Especially since the Beis Yosef anyways may go on day five, and even the Shach writes in Sifkat and Kaf Aleph that it's a gzeira b'choka, even though we have to be machmir. So makom pru urvu, You don't have to be Machir on day 5. And then he discusses a Mishnah Melech, Perikin Beis Gerishin, that by the Malkam Igun, we don't say a low plug, even by an Isser Chachamim. So Moshe's recommendation is to make sure that she should be parish for 3 days before the Yom HaVest. So in that case, you could be makel even to do a hefsek tara where it's feasible before day 4. Okay. But as we noted, this is usually not such a practical solution, because most women can't get a clean hefsek tara even on day 4, let alone before that, or usually not before day 5. And anyway, nowadays, we have much better ways of regulating cycles, so that this kind of a kula usually not necessary. Some posts can discuss a more complicated arrangement. See Pesach Fran, Har Tzvi, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. Har Tzvi, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. His recommendation is that in a case where you have to be makel on shaving off some of the 5 days, so the better way to ensure that there's no concern of lo shimsha to shimsha is by having a woman not go to the mikveh the previous month. That way she will be asur labayla the whole month. And then you can evoke the shach that if the woman's asur labayla anyway, then these halachos don't apply. So his recommendation is that she should only go to the mikveh every other month, and that way she could dispense with the 5 days on the alternate month and have an earlier hefsek tara. Minchas Yitzchak writes this way as well. 1 second, Mike will take questions at the Yosef will take questions at the end. Minchas Yitzchak Chela Gimel Simen Pehei. Minchas Yitzchak Chela Gimel Simen Pehei. He has the following. He has that suggestion as well. He acknowledges, as we pointed out, that for most women it's not going to make that much of a difference, because it's lo shliach that a woman's going to be able to do a hefsek tara even on day 4. But theoretically, where it would be relevant, his recommendation is to only go to the mikvah on alternate months. Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Yashiv the same thing, page Samach Beis. And Rabbi Moshe wasn't so excited about this. Rav Moshe in Tshuva Kaf Beis to Rabbi Eider writes that he doesn't think this is a good Eitzah, because anyway, the din is that someone who hasn't been Mekayim for Revu has to be Mekayim Ona at every possible opportunity. Evan Ezra Simon Ayin Vav. So here, if you're telling the person to not go to the mikveh every other month, so it's true that you're trying to optimize your time for Tashmish on the older months, but on the other months, you're totally being Mevatel Mitzvah Ona. So Ramosha doesn't think that that is appropriate, and then Ramosha falls back on his willingness to be mako by Lo Shimsha, as long as the woman is careful to be poish for 3 days before Yom HaVest, and it's definitely Lo Shimsha, so then Ramosha is comfortable to be mako on that basis without having to do this alternate month idea, let's say Ruby. Okay, Michael.
I'm more ready just the case of, let's say, the husband's away for that month.
Right.
Isn't it the din the shach? I remember the rabbi brought up the case of Rav, what he said the din would be.
So the bach is makel on that, and the tas and the shach are machmer, so we're machmer on that, even if he's away, but he could come back. He's not. There's no halachic impediment to tashmish. So there, lo shimsha to shimsha still applies.
So you only apply the impediment if it's a halachic
impediment. If it's a halachic impediment, or according to the Deborah Sinner, if there's a medical impediment, but that seems to be a minority opinion. Most seem to assume, like Rav Moshe, that a medical impediment would not be sufficient grounds to be makel. Yosef.
For Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's suggestion, why not just have the woman go to the mikvah and take a neder, not harbiya, so she could be a kind of mitzvah going to the mikvah?
Because the tefillah is not a mitzvah, so
right.
As we'll see in the next year, that we generally assume tefillah is not a lav mitzvah, and if not bothered by yaretz, there's no mitzvah of tefillah, so we assume that there isn't a mitzvah of tefillah if there's no context.
Oh,
okay. Okay? Great. Okay, so that concludes our treatment of Shimon HaKiyam, and we're next going to move on to Hilchos Tevila, beginning with Simon Kuf Sadi Zayin. So let's just, we have a few minutes left, we'll start with a brief Hakdama to the Sugya of Tevila Bismana. As we noted in the past, the difference between the Din Torah of a Nida and the Din Torah of a Zava is that a Nida is Seferes Shiva Yamim, she counts 7 days, even if she only has a limited Re'iyah. It doesn't make a difference if she has a Re'iyah on 1 day or on 7 days, as long as she's clean by the end of 7 days, she has the ability to be Tovelas, and then she goes to the mikvah that night after the 7 days, after Yimei Nidusa, she goes to the mikvah and is Tahara Labayla. As opposed to a Zava, as opposed to a Zava where Me'ikr Hadin, the Tefillah Zava is Bayom because it mixes the Yom Kekula, and that we'll have to discuss more as we go on. So the Gemara says, on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara has a Memer of Rav, Nida Vizmana Eino Toveles Ela Balayla, that a Nida Vizmana is only Toveles at night. How do we know that? So I think we noted in one of our Hakdamos that it's not beferish in the Torah that there's tefillah for Nida. Rashi here quotes on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Tichsiv ba tiyeh b'nidasa, tehei b'nidasa kol shiva. So we learn from tiyeh b'nidasa that she has to remain in her state of Nidas for the entire 7 days, meaning that the earliest time that she has the ability to go to the mikvah is after the completion of 7 days, and then she goes to the mikvah. Again, the Gemara in Yevamos Mem Zayin Amud Beis, you know, the Rishonim they would discuss how do we know the institution of Tefillah for Nidas, the number of days there in Balei Tosfos. But the Gemara here establishes that the Tefillah for a Nida is Balayla, she cannot be Toveles Bayom at all. And then there's a Machlokes Tanoim on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph here, Maseches Nida, other places as well. And the Machlokas Rishonim, how we assume the halacha, whether tefillah bismana mitzvah or not. So the Torah in the beginning of Kufsadi Zayin, quotes the Rishami, why would you say tefillah bismana mitzvah? You say tefillah bismana mitzvah because there's an iser for a woman to remain in a state of tumah. Usher to remain in a state of tumah. So that may be more relevant in a Torah's context than in an Isser Labayla context. It could be that the Isser of remaining in a state of Tumah, maybe that only applies where we're concerned about Taras, but there's no Isser per se of remaining in a state of being Asura Labayla. So we may have to come back to that as well. But one of the primary contexts in which we should discuss whether Tefillah Bismana Mitzvah or not is Tefillah on Yom Kippur. If Tefillah Bismana Mitzvah, so then arguably a woman goes to the mikveh even on Yom Kippur. If tefillah bismana la mitzvah, so then tefillah on Yom Kippur would be delayed. Okay, so we'll have to discuss this more in depth next time. I already sent Amar Mekamos on the sugya of tefillah bismana mitzvah, so we will focus on that next time and then begin the sugya of tefillah on Shabbos. Okay, so this is all Simon Kuf Sadi Zayin, and then the plan is to go straight through Simon Reisha.